Influencers spread coordinated anti-ICE talking points on China's TikTok. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 13, 2025. A coordinated messaging campaign from TikTok influencers appears to be sweeping the Chinese app, as popular users on the platform have been disseminating nearly identical talking points regarding the recent raids conducted by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. A video compilation showcasing a slew of TikTok influencers' recent posts reveal many creators are regurgitating the same talking points, leaving many questioning whether the social media users are being paid to promulgate anti-ICE messaging. Watch below. In one example, several TikTok influencers were caught comparing illegal immigration to jaywalking and dismissing the act of illegally entering the United States as merely a civil offense in nearly verbatim messages. Being in a country that you're in illegally is a civil offense, not a criminal one. You know what else is a civil offense? Jaywalking, TikTok user at Michelle Boland said. Similarly, another TikToker declared, being undocumented is not a criminal offense. It's a civil one, and if you're ever jaywalked, congratulations, because you've also committed a civil offense. Have you ever sped over the speed limit? Have you ever drank or smoked underage? Have you ever drank and then driven a car? What about jaywalking? A third TikTok user said. Comparably, a fourth TikToker stated, being undocumented in America is a civil offense, it's not a criminal one. It's the same caliber of crime as traffic offense. Another TikTok influencer, at Chef_Bay, who boasts 333,700 followers on the Chinese platform, proclaimed, just a reminder, in case anyone forgot, being undocumented is a civil offense, not a criminal one. One video posted to X shows a montage of clips featuring 15 different TikTok users speaking at the same time, their words overlapping, emphasizing the similar messaging being shared across the group. Watch below. There also appears to be a push to get TikTok influencers to shame fellow creators who failed to speak out against ICE raids in Los Angeles. TikTok user at Dirk Rodriguez, who boasts 268,400 followers, asserted, if these influencers are choosing not to use their platforms, let's force them to. I'm tired of all these influencers not speaking up right now, because things are happening right now in our own backyards, and some of these people are staying quiet, the influencer added. Another TikTok user warned her followers that she is taking note of clocking and unfollowing every single LA-based creator who is completely ignoring what's going on. Where the fuck are all these loudmouth-ass celebrities and influencers when they get on this internet and they're dropping music? Or they're dropping a collab, or they're dropping a motherfucking beauty kit, or they're dropping a motherfucking perfume. People are getting snatched up in the United States of America. TikToker at Elijah, with 433,600 followers, shouted into the camera. TikTok user at Sarah's_Booked_, meanwhile, declared, if you are okay with the things going on in the United States right now, please unfollow me and never speak to me again. Another TikTok user under the handle at AbbyRobinson71 said, if you voted for Donald Trump in the last election, you are a bad person. If you continue to endorse Trump and his policies since the election, you are a bad person. If you do not think what ICE is doing in California right now is problematic, you are a bad person. The second you don't speak out against atrocities, all for the sake of, I just don't want to get involved, you aren't kind. You're actively being harmful, said TikTok influencer at Sriracha.D, who boasts 712,400 followers on the Chinese platform. TikTok user at Nathanjanp, meanwhile, told his 334,700 followers they are a fascist if they support President Donald Trump's decision to deport illegal aliens. Another TikToker called out all residents of Los Angeles with a large platform on this app, who have made the conscious choice to not speak out against the ICE raids, saying, you do not deserve your platform, and maybe you should fucking move. Influencers and content creators, if you can't even reshare something, we see you, another TikTok user warned others on the Chinese app. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.